Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just the facts, if you don't mind, ma'am.
The story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That means it's time for our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. His book is A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Good morning, Lieutenant. How you doing today?
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, I see you brought in some Valentine treats before we get to your big restaurant review and some restaurant news, including, I'm happy to say, some places that you can get in tonight if you forgot to make reservations. Before we get to all that, what are these sweet treats you
got? Well, yeah, I went to XO Marshmallows, which I think is Hug and Kisses Marshmallows, up at 6977 North Sheridan. They make gourmet homemade marshmallows. And when I first saw them, they were at some wedding thing, but they have a cafe at 6977 North Sheridan, up in the 24th district, and they make homemade marshmallows of all kinds of different flavors, including some liquor-infused marshmallows, if you want, like Malort-infused marshmallows.
Malort?
Malort, yeah, that's what the new generation's Jägermeister is for us. You know, back, remember back?
Thank you.
It's nasty.
Mary knows all about that.
Yeah, because she's 25. All the young kids, they do shots of Malort like we did Jägermeister.
But that's how she handles all of these traffic messes every morning. She's got that handy.
Shot of Malort every day.
But at the cafe, they'll also do s'more tacos, which are phenomenal. They take these taco shell shaped cookies and they have handheld torches, and they will make you right at the counter a s'more taco, which is phenomenal. They have great gourmet hot chocolate that they put their marshmallows in, and they'll roast the marshmallows on top of them. It's a really cool little place.
Never heard of this place. How did you find this place? Because you work in Jefferson Park, so this is at 6977 North Sheridan, or if you're a cop, the 24th district.
Yeah, 24.
But 24.
Up in 2431. But actually, I saw them at Cafe Brower. Cafe Brower brought in a whole bunch of people that do wedding stuff, and they were there, and that's how I met them. And it really struck a chord with me because it's the first time I've ever thought of, I mean, who thinks of marshmallows? It's the bag you buy when you're getting ready to go camping, right?
That's true.
Who comes up with making gourmet marshmallows? I just love when people do a new twist on something that we take for granted. And this Kat Connor and Lindsay Shanks own it. Kat, when she was in law school, didn't have enough money to buy presents, I guess, for her family. So instead of doing that, she came up with gourmet marshmallows and gave them out as gifts to her family and friends. And they thought they were so great that they could, you know, sort of encourage her to go into business to do it. And Lindsay had a pop-up store when she was in grad school. And so they sort of got together. They put it on their they sold them, and surprise, surprise, it turned out to be the biggest seller, so they opened this cafe.
Nice. Yeah, all right, so we'll check that place out. Before we get to your restaurant review and more, I wanted to ask you about this Tribune story I said today that mentions a new report. I guess they looked at police shows and legal dramas, crime-oriented series, and they said that, according to this new study, depictions of police often are not realistic. And they mentioned a few of these shows, and they found that, let's see, the president of this organization assessed, along with his team, 26 TV series, including Blue Bloods, NCIS, Narcos, Law & Order, Chicago PD, and they found them all to be unrealistic. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think generally speaking, yeah, television cop shows are unrealistic. First of all, you never see the 24 hours of paperwork that goes into your 5-minute job.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of them, I mean, some parts of them are realistic. Like Law & Order, you know, I remember when Lenny Briscoe was the smart-ass sort of detective.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of stuff, that kind of dark humor was realistic, you know. You know, there's parts of it that's realistic, but never completely realistic.
You still like Barney Miller, right?
I just think Barney Miller is the most realistic show. It's where you're sitting around and half the time you're talking about something getting yelled at by your boss, and the boss can't control anybody, and it's, you know, because God knows I can't control it.
Our Friday restaurant feature with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department continues now. And what place did you check out this week, Lieutenant?
Well, I checked out Jimmy's Red Hots, which is, sure, if you bring it up, we'll start an argument with anybody over who has the best hot dogs. But FTO, Field Training Officer Mike Rinkosiak, suggested it, along with a lot of others. But I took Mike Rinkosiak because he's got two life-saving medals and two more on the way.
No kidding.
Yeah, he ran into a burning building years ago and saved a bunch of people. And then three times he's used, we get this LEMAR training, this first aid training. Three times he's used a tourniquet to save people who are shot. So he's got a bunch of life-saving awards.
Give his name again.
Mike Rinkosiak. He's a field training officer.
So where is he?
On the west side.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's 11 or 15, maybe 25. But I didn't look his unit. But yeah.
Like I know what you're talking about when you say those districts.
West side.
Yeah, it's 11 or 25 West Side. Okay,
long time West Side guy.
All right, so he suggested this place, what, for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you know, hey. Well, so Jimmy's Red Hots is at 4000 West Grand, mm-hmm. and in the 25th District. It's not the best neighborhood in the world, but, you know, because it's right on the edge of the 25th District and the 11th District on the West Side, you have all kinds of squad cars there, and plus a lot of police go there. So, you know, if you get there safely, you're going to be pretty well protected while you're at Jimmy's.
Have you ever had an incident there?
Yes, I did, actually. We went there for lunch. The guy in front of me was paying for his hot dogs, and he reached into his pocket, pulled his money out, and dropped a bag of drugs on the floor right in front of me.
Really?
He looks down at it, looks up at me, and goes, "Can I at least have my hot dogs?" And I said, "Yeah, because I'm getting mine." So we went back, we arrested him, and while we're doing the reports, I let him eat his hot dog. It's the first time and only time anybody's ever said thank you while I was arresting him.
Well, good for you for at least letting him have a bite to eat.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's, now I've seen it many times. I've never gone in there, though, but I hear they, among other things, have really good fries, too.
They do. I love their fries, and I don't know what they do to their oil, except maybe it's just old, but there's a distinctive smell when you get Jimmy's hot dogs. The squad car smells like Jimmy's for the next two shifts. So and what ends up happening is somebody will come in at the next shift and go, "What does that smell? I want to go get some Jimmy's hot dogs." But they have great fries. The hot dogs, I think, are the perfect. They have that little snap in them, you mm-hmm. know, when you eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do ketchup, so don't.
Of course not. Yeah, we wouldn't want to cause trouble and be arrested for using ketchup on a hot dog.
Right.
The people who go in there, though, they're serious about getting a good hot dog, aren't they?
Right. And there's a regular argument over whether Jimmy's or Gene and Jude's has the best hot dogs. I personally am a Jimmy's fan. I think Gene's and Jude's is way overrated, but not that they're bad. They're just not as good as Jimmy's as far as I'm concerned.
Well, don't start me on that, because then you get into all sorts of trouble. I'm a Poochie's fan. You know that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The best thing, one of the things we did the book for is, especially in this day and age, you can argue about food without losing friends. So you ask anybody, where's the best hot dog, and you can have a half an hour conversation without alienating people.
Right. You can't with politics, but okay with hot dogs.
Right.
All right, that's Jimmy's 4000 West Grand. Now, shall we move on to restaurant news?
Sure.
And this closing upsets me, because Benny has a great restaurant here, Volare, that's still going strong, and fabulous Italian food, but this place that he opened about 10 years ago is closing?
Benny's Chop House is closing, 44 North Wabash. It's at the end of the month on Leap Day, 29 February, so they're closing. I'm surprised it's only been 10 years. It seems like a Chicago icon already. And one thing, though, if you do want to go and have dinner there before they close, wine is half off till the end of the month.
Okay, well, they're going to be doing well there.
I think they're trying to get rid of some of their wine stock.
444 North Wabash for that. There's an opening here, happier news, Gallucci. The pizzeria from an award-winning competitive pizza maker is opening today in Old Town, 1551 North Wells. There used to be a place there called Donato. So there's another good spot for pizza.
Yeah, how do you get into being a competitive pizza maker? I'd like to try that.
I don't know. It's
Dave Bennett would cover it, I'm sure.
Well, it's a sport.
Absolutely. You got it.
It's a mean sport.
Yeah.
It is. And I wanted to mention the food hall, too. The new food hall at the corner of Wabash and Jackson inside the John Buck Company building. That's the red building in the loop. They just opened two bars, a coffee shop, 10 restaurants. So there you go. There's
is that the one
food hall.
Grubhub? Is that the one Grubhub is sponsoring? Because Grubhub just opened a food hall, too, but I don't remember the address.
I think this is another one. This is another one. You've got... The CTA trains pass right in front of the windows there in the food hall. Wow. And there's a big list of where to see celebrities, basketball players, entertainers this weekend for NBA All-Star Weekend. And they mentioned Alinea, Bounce Sporting Club, Chicago Cut, Dance Studio, Gibson's, Girl and the Goat, Liquor Box, The Peninsula, Prime and Provisions, Prism Nightclub, RPM's Restaurants, Siena Tavern, Soho House, Spiaggia, and Sugar Factory, also Tao Chicago, where to find A-listers on All-Star Weekend. They don't mention Jimmy's Hot Dogs. No.
You know what? You will be able to. I'm sure you'll see somebody. If they're Chicago, they'll go to Jimmy's. Another one, if you want to go at 5 o'clock in the morning to see some of these A-listers, the White Palace over there at Roosevelt.
That's a famous spot. Any other recommendations? You had a couple of tips if you don't have a reservation tonight.
Right, yeah, for all you young boyfriends and husbands who didn't make reservations, you really screwed up for tonight. But if you didn't, I got a couple places you can go for Valentine's Day without reservations, one of which is the Boathouse Cafe at 1301 North Humboldt. It's actually in the middle of Humboldt Park, right where the chance the snapper was caught,
and yes,
where everybody was. Mm-hmm. It's a little restaurant right there in the boathouse. It's really good. Cafe Istanbul, 2014 West Division, Turkish food. It's really, you can pretend that you didn't forget. You just wanted to go to something unusual.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, Honey Butter Fried Chicken, 3361 North Elston. You don't need a reservation to get there, and they have good chicken. So,
by the way, there's a story today about dinner. Costing more than ever. Restaurant prices climbed 3.1% in January from a year earlier, matching the fastest annual increase since 2009. And apparently that's because costs are up. Food industry analysts and restaurant executives cite the tight labor market as the reason behind the run-up in restaurant prices. To attract employees, restaurants are raising wages and then prices to compensate for it.
Well, I'm going to have to tell my kid to ask for a raise.
Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Thank you very much, Lieutenant. We'll see you next Friday. And as always, remember this.
Be careful out there.
That's right. Be careful out there. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.